Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's me, Josh, the person who hosts this show. It's been a few years since I've been doing these ones. So what I thought I'd do, seeing we're in the lead up to Melbourne Comedy Festival, is I'll put out the previously only behind the paywall Don't You Know Who I Am's that we recorded at Morris House, the Basement Comedy Club, of 2022 and 2023. I'm going to put these out every day of this week, and so you can enjoy them. But why am I doing this? Well, it's all promotion, baby. I'm doing this to promote my shows in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Yes, I'm doing 4 Don't You Know Who I Am's Saturdays, 3 p.m. at Morris House in the Basement Comedy Club. It's 120 Exhibition Street. So that's March 30, April 6, April 13, April 20. Tickets are at joshearl.com.au. Season pass is $65. Single show is $20. Plus, while I've got you here, I'm also doing a live stand-up show, my brand new stand-up show, Four Burners. It's not a podcast. I do have a podcast called Four Burners, but this is the stand-up show based on the same premise. It's at Tasma Terrace, which is at 4 Parliament Place. So I'm doing that April 8 to April 21, every single night at 8:35. If you buy a ticket to one of the preview shows, that's April 8, 9 or 10, you get a free ticket to any Don't You Know Who I Am of your choice during the Comedy Festival. All you got to do is simply message me on Instagram with the name of the booking. My DMs are open, and I'll put you on the door for whatever Don't You Know Who I Am you want to go to. So hopefully you enjoy these. If you want to hear more Patreon episodes, like the Comedy Republic seasons, Catfish seasons, the Sydney and Brisbane shows I did, head over to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. And you've got hundreds of hours of bonus content for just $5 a month. Anyway, that's all from me. Enjoy this episode recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's a real funny one. Cheers. My name is Josh Earl. Let's get the music right out of there. That's going to be great. Hey, welcome to the show. Who came last week? Who came on Tuesday night to 100% hits at the Hi-Fi Bar? Max Watts? Not as many. See, I understand. I get it. Hey. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to tell a story. It's not going to make the edit. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you're not going to hear this because my mum's also a Patreon subscriber and I don't want her to know. So anyway, welcome to the show. If you've never been before, what I do, I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a 25-year-old Queensland man who, speaking of mums, his mum on Facebook posted this on his page. I'm still your mum when you no longer listen or care what I say. I'm still your mum when you decide I'm old-fashioned and want to go your own way. I'm still your mum when you talk back, complain and argue. I'm still your mum when you figure you know more than I do. I'm still your mum when you move away and take a piece of my heart with you. And he replied, Mum, just text me. Hey, please welcome it's Luke Heggie, everyone. Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
How you doing?
Standard.
Good. Standard?
Yeah.
It's good. This is your thing here. I've changed it around. It says right.
Yeah, I know.
How's the show going?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, it's kicking along. I don't know.
Do you know this Luke Heggie from Queensland? Because you're also from Queensland. He's 25.
Does he go fishing?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's been in contact.
Yeah, great. All right, our next guest shares her name with a Geelong woman who is married to a man whose profile pic is him holding a fish.
Nice.
See, man, it does work. Please welcome to the first time of the podcast. It's Chloe Petz, everyone!
Hello, hello!
Hi, Chloe.
Hello, nice to be here.
Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Have we got enough light on the stage? You can see us, right?
Yeah.
Great, awesome. It's a podcast, so who really cares? First time in Australia?
First time in Australia, having a lovely time. I was saying to you guys before the show that you audiences are just so fucking nice compared to UK audiences. UK audiences are so cynical when we have to come out and be like, you're a wanker, you're a wanker, you're a wanker. Whereas here, you're just like, no, we're just such nice people. So congratulations for being wonderful.
I think
I think that's more festival crowds, though.
Oh, really?
I can take you to the Comics Lounge if you want. Like, we'll...
Gladly, I love to slag off men in the front row.
It's like jonglers. If you
I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my specialist area.
Yeah. Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with the director of Tim Batt Water Solutions. Please welcome, it's Tim Batt, everyone. Hey, mate.
G'day.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Sorry, I got real close to Chloe there. We're besties now.
This is a Tim Batt in Sydney, Water Solutions.
Yeah, man. That guy's always popping up on my Google alerts.
Oh.
He's got so much... His career is going so well. Because I've had a Google alert set for my name for, like, years now, and it used to be small events that he'd sponsor, but now it's, like, big soccer tournaments and shit. It's crazy. Wish I was doing as well as Tim Batt Water Solutions. Yeah, I'm fine.
There's a soccer player who shares my name, and he used to play for Preston North. You're a big soccer fan, is it?
End.
North End, yeah. He doesn't play for them anymore. He's down to Div 2, and that's not good, is it?
Sorry for you, loss.
League 1? League 2?
It's better than most, I'd take it.
Okay. he was tipped to play for England for a while. That's done.
I feel like that you got that information from very specific Google searches because that's what you wanted. I've never heard of this fucking man, and I know pathologically too much about soccer.
You really do. I've been researching it. You know so much. Anyway, finally, is a comedian who shares her name with a career counsellor in Singapore. One we have here, please welcome, it's Nina Oyama, everyone! Oh, Nina on the Red Bull and the Hydrolite.
Yeah, breakfast of champions.
It's 3 o'clock, Nina.
What? Is it actually?
I went
to bed
light?
At like 8 a.m. Am I in the light? I don't fucking know,
find
dude.
Find the light, mate. Come
I'm
on now.
Barely conscious.
You're professional.
What's up? Okay, thank you, Timothy Chalamet.
Now, audience, do you think of just like... Do you think you got double vision right now and I've put the same person twice?
Me and Nina look really different, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. She's got glasses.
I think we're twins.
That'd be cool.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. What I'll do, I'll read out tweets from the four of you. If you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person that actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't lose points. So don't worry about that.
I was really worried about it before. And
you cannot cannot buzz into your own ones.
Is this a quick fire round?
No, you can talk off the back of them.
Okay. Am I in a dream?
All right, question one. Bone broth is made when you have sex and drink the water from the wet patch.
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
It's Chloe.
No, it's Nina Oyama.
That's pretty funny. I was like, who said that? That was me.
Can I hear it again?
Bone broth
is
made when you have sex and drink the water from the wet patch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's not what I heard on the first reading.
Oh, what do you think I said?
That bone broth made me have sex and drink the wet patch.
Yeah. First name bone, last name broth. He did it. That's his thing.
Also, Chloe, Heggy's just met you. How do you feel about that? Thinking was yours.
That is
she was doing the double.
That is a fucked up thing to say.
I know, but I thought, you know, it's thespian style English. She's always scratching her head trying to put me off.
What, yeah.
Trick? It just can't be me because I'm doing this.
You found that wordplay to be Shakespearean and then associated it with
me? No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's from Hamlet, bone broth.
Question two. Told my mum she was the best mum in the world this morning, and she goes, well, what about my mum? So now I'm sat here having to slag off Gran to save an argument.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Tim Batt.
No, that was Chloe Pitts. A point there for Chloe.
Yes.
I'll tell you the story of that tweet. It actually happened, but then I was trying to think of the perfect way to word it, and I woke up at 3 a.m. one night and sat bolt upright, and it popped into my head like that. And I couldn't sleep because I was so buzzing, waiting for like the Twitter peak hour.
Yeah.
To post it because I knew I was going viral. I was going around all the WhatsApp groups going, guys, get on Twitter at 10 a.m. Something's about to drop.
Well, if you tweeted at 3, here in Australia, we would have been all over it.
I
got big here first.
I've got the perfect audience now for my late night tweets.
Yeah. All right, question three. The great thing about Dr. Jordan Peterson is he sits neatly in the Venn diagram intersect of extremely easy to bully and extremely fun to bully.
Chloe.
Yes, Chloe.
Tim.
Yes, you are correct. It was, yes.
Do you know I was going to buzz in because I do not remember at all tweeting it, but I was like, this is pretty good.
And I went with Tim because he's the only person on this panel whose name I'm completely confident with. Nina and
Luke.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can just call me Chloe too.
I mean, you can always just call them Christy. That happened last week, so that's fine. Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. Big fan. Number one fan. Love the guy. What's not to love?
He really
makes
is...
some good points.
He has a hot daughter.
He's got a hot daughter.
Oh yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, she wrote a book about how you should only eat meat and nothing else.
Yeah, and then he did it and he almost died.
And he got really sad and couldn't sleep, and then he got addicted to benzos.
Yeah, didn't he have to go to Russia to get them?
Yeah.
Like he got put in a medical coma in Russia because like even as fucked as the American medical system is, they wouldn't do it. So he was like, I'm going to Russia. Why does anyone listen to anything this fucking dude
Well, this says? Is the thing, because he got big because he told everyone, make your bed.
Yeah.
My mum's been saying that for years. Like,
it's nuts. But your mum's a pretty big deal in the like MRA community as well.
Yeah. Your mum's in a medically induced coma now too. Wake up!
My mum has a big deal. From before. Okay. All right, question four. RIP, George Pell. Gone too soon. Hope you get to catch up with all your old friends. You had to shift around parishes at short notice up there. Sleep well, beautiful prince. Even more tour dates on my website. Pretty excited.
Nina, is yes, that Nina. Luke?
Yes, that is Luke, yes. Of course,
nice.
Luke.
Is George Pell the guy that you were telling me about
before? Just talking about, yeah.
Incredibly, George Pell just came up organically at the back of the room. And we had to fill Chloe in on who he was.
Yeah, they gave me a list of all the Australian paedophiles.
Of them from here.
Oh, yeah, you've got a lot in Melbourne.
Victoria, yeah.
The paedophile capital of Australia.
Yeah, they should put that on the number plate. It's Victoria, the paedophile state.
See, in my head, I'm thinking, do I say it or not? No, we don't need to say it. Okay,
What were you going to say?
It was going to be the only state where the school zone, they don't slow them down.
They See, go that, even slower it, to yeah. check out those sexy kids. Sorry, okay, what's up?
All right, question five. Glad I was too dumb to get into crypto.
Chloe.
Yes, Chloe.
Nina.
No, that was Tim Batt. Point there for Tim.
There was another one where I was going to buzz in Luke. I don't remember anything I say or tweet.
I've been hacking your account, buddy. Photos and everything.
Yeah. The irony is you posted it, but on my account. Yes. That's why I got twisted up.
Did anyone get crypto? Luke, you get crypto?
Did I buy crypto?
Did you buy any crypto?
No.
No, I'm good.
Going to get in so early. So fucking early. I've been watching Bitcoin the whole time.
What?
There was an exchange way back in the day called Mt. Gox, and it was like the original place you could get Bitcoin from. And I was like, I had an account, I had a wallet, and I was just about to buy some, and then it got hacked. And so it like scared me off the whole time. But if I bought some,
I got advised in like 2011 by a fucking grubby little comedian to get some. I was like, rack off, get out of my face. You're an idiot. I'm going to put you in the ground. I'm not spending $1,000 on that, you fuckhead.
And that comedian was Elon Musk. Yeah.
Question six. Could be clinical depression. Could be the 7 pints on Saturday evening.
Tim?
Tim, yes.
Oh, it was interesting. I was leaning towards Nina, but there's something about the word pints which is putting me in Chloe territory.
You don't think I know what a pint is? You don't think Mrs. Hydrolite and Red Bull knows what a fucking pint is?
I think you know what it is. I don't think it would be your gut. You'd be like a
skewy.
A pot. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, schooner.
A tin.
A tin.
Is that an Australian thing?
I don't know. It sounds like a New Zealand thing. Oh, okay. Is that even a thing? Or is that
anyway, my answer is Chloe.
You are correct. It was Chloe, yes.
And I'll tell you the story of that tweet. It was both clinical depression and 7 pints.
They cancel each other out, the two negatives.
All right. Question seven. In my defence, Your Honour, I was doing it for attention.
Tim?
Luke. Yes, Tim.
Oh, so, you?
No.
Well, you I'm picking Nina.
You are correct. It wasn't Nina, yes.
It's a great defense.
What's the crime behind, like, when you thought of that, what were you in
literally
court for?
Anything that I fucking do, I'd say.
Do you think that was George Healy's defence as well?
Do you mean George Pell's defence?
Fuck. We can edit in post.
What's the name of the paedophile?
George Pell.
George Pell.
George Pedo?
Yes.
God, you should have known earlier, guys.
We were talking George about paedophiles for about Pello. 15 minutes
can
before we,
not,
we got on
can
stage.
Can we not talk about it anymore?
Well, that's the thing. We were like, you know what? This is actually good because we will have got it all out of our system before we do the live show.
No.
See where this is going?
No, I was like, no. I was going to say, and just like the priest. We didn't get out of our system. We just sent it to different places.
Oh, that's slightly funnier than where I thought you were going with it. That's pretty good.
I was saying something clever. For attention.
Hey, back to the tweet, Nina. Have you ever been close to getting arrested?
Oh, yeah.
For non-drug related stuff?
Yeah, one time I nearly... I don't think I've ever been close to getting arrested for drug related stuff. But one time I was openly weeping... and the cops got mad at me.
I don't think that's the way it happened, is it?
Oh, I just went through a breakup and I was just making a lot of noise on the street with my tears.
Anyway, they
put me in the back of the car and they drove me home.
Oh.
It was actually really kind of them, but I think they thought I was insane.
Yeah.
And were they wrong?
Yeah, they should have taken me straight to jail.
Has anyone been arrested on the panel?
I have.
What for?
Indecent exposure.
Oh.
Yeah. This is in Queensland, like the tail end of the Joe era. They're just fucking bashing people and stuff. And I was peeing like late at night. They just waiting there in their paddy wagon. Gave me a flogging, put me in jail for a night. Fingerprints, mugshot, everything. Criminal record.
Oh, so do you have
No, it's finished now.
Okay.
It's over.
So for 10 years,
I've never
were
mentioned
you
it.
On a register?
Yeah, yep.
Do you have to go knock to the neighbours and say, hey?
Fuck, no, not that bad, no.
I got my dick out, if you want to look.
I didn't get my money's worth. I could have flashed some kids or something, but I didn't.
I think this is a live pod only, Josh. Yeah. I don't think this is making it to the Patreon.
Chloe, ever been arrested?
No.
Okay, moving on. Why is normality now called normalcy? I know it's a legitimate oldie word to dickheads. It still gives me the creeps.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Tim.
No, that was Luke Heggie. You pointed to Heggie. Yes. One of the few tweets that Heggie did that isn't RIP, someone who's died, here's some tickets to sell.
Yeah. I surprised myself, actually.
Yeah.
It must be quite old.
It was old. I went back. Yeah. Normality.
Yeah, normality. Why the fuck normalcy? Came around with COVID, didn't it? It's one of those fucking words they started chirping in their little 11 o'clock sessions. Put something through the television at my place whenever I fucking heard it too many times. I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't annoy any of you. You're fine with it.
So what? So no one says normality now. They all say normalcy. Is that what you're saying?
They don't all say it, but a lot of people say normalcy.
Normalcy?
Yes. We should
get
back to
legit?
Normalcy.
Can you
they
use
are both,
both
legit, but fuck, you know, come on. I mean, it's legit for people to deposit Y's and K's in their kids' names now. It's not fucking cool, though, is it? Don't have to like it, just because it happens.
All right, question 9. Treat people the way you wish to be treated in their biopic. If I've ever come up to you and sucked on a cigar and said, you're never going to make it, kids, this is why.
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Chloe?
Yes, it was Chloe. I apologise to Chloe because I fucked it up.
You fucking slaughtered the lady.
I did.
Give it here, I'm doing a dramatic reading.
Oh, I can't because then you'll know who...
Do the next one and then I'm doing a dramatic reading.
All right, here we go. All right.
Get my tweets out of your
This is the last
mouth.
One. Okay, last one. Here we go.
Trust the only lesbian on the panel to do a slam poem at the end of this.
All right. Question 10, and then we'll go back. Okay. Bad vegan dads be like, just popping out to get oat milk and then never come back.
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
I'm only going on the be like thing, but it's Nina.
Yes, it is Nina, yes. There you go. Now, for question 9, please introduce to your ears, Chloe Petz.
Treat people the way you wish to be portrayed in their biopic. If I've ever come up to you and sucked on a cigar and said, you're never going to make it, kid, this is why.
There we go. Okay, yeah, some of us went to speech therapy as a kid, that's fine. And now I host two podcasts, so, you know, we've all got things. Okay.
I like when you did a little voice. It was like Stephen Fry and Harry Potter. It's beautiful.
Is that your only English reference you have? Yeah, it was like Stephen Fry and Harry Potter.
That's a pickup line, actually. Just kidding. Sorry.
All right, at the end of the first round, the scores are Luke, Chloe and Nina all on 2 points. In the lead on 4 points is Tim Batt.
Yeah. Oh. Is that me? Am I winning?
You're winning. You're double their score.
Oh, fucking hell.
All right.
This never happens. I did, sorry to mention another show, but Guy Montgomery's Spelling Bee. And it's the third time I've done it, and I lose every time. So this is a unique thrill for me. Thank you. Thank you, Josh.
All right, this round is called Birds Do It, Bees Do It, Even Educated Fleas Do It. Let's do it. Let's annoy dogs. Okay, this round, it talks about relationships. And today we're talking about the dating life of Nina Oyama.
Sick.
Hello.
Now, Nina recently had a one-night stand. And directly after they finished having sex, the other person did something that Nina is so intrigued by, she kind of wants to do it with them again to see if it happens one more time. But what did they do? Was it A?
Drank some bone broth.
Was it A, they completely stripped the bed of all the sheets and put them in the wash? They then said to Nina, I would have you stay, but I don't have any clean sheets and only one sleeping bag, so you'd get cold.
Yes.
Was it B, they got up and stopped the timer on their phone and then opened up their notes app and logged the time it took. Nina doesn't know if they do it again, if she should try to be quicker or longer. Or C, they recreated, word for word, an old Ronnie John's half-hour sketch where Heath Franklin pretended to be the notorious gangland killer Mark Chopper Reed.
So fuck, all three of these are so good.
Can I first ask...
Nina, do you need them in case?
No.
Have them, just in case.
All right.
How
I was just going to yes and it, but let's go.
Ask questions. Okay. Floor is open for questions. Ask away. Ask as many questions as you want.
So you just accused me of being the only lesbian on this lineup, and there's some very gay stuff going on over here. So what was the gender of the person, if I'm allowed to ask?
Male. Okay. I dipped my toe back into dick, and it didn't go very well, so I was fucking learning from this interaction.
How old was this gentleman? This fucking man, sorry.
Just a regular, 28?
Okay, yep.
Yeah. I don't ask for people's IDs before.
No, but you've got like, a general.
You fucking should in this.
He had a beard. He had a beard. Okay, there's a beard. It's okay. Right? Anyway, 28. Yeah.
Have you ever performed theatre after, like done dialogue with someone after sex before?
No.
Like we've got a scene from a, we've got a reenactor. Have you ever done that before?
No.
Okay.
Traditionally.
Wait, have I? No. Wait. Actually, yes, but it was because I was running lines with someone for a scene. Yeah.
Right.
Hang on. I'm an actor.
Okay.
And I slept with my coworker. I don't know. What do you want to know? Anyway, just kidding.
So the second one I'm intrigued by, the timing of it and then the logging of it.
Yeah.
So can you explain to me what app they were using to time and then what app they were using to lock?
It was their Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And it was like next to the... I think he was trying to be sneaky about it because it was like small. Like I think you wouldn't have it open. I don't know. But I just like I noticed...
Did you see him turn it on?
Yeah. At what point did he start it?
No, I just saw him turn it off and I was like, hang on a second. This feels like...
Yeah. I reckon he measured the time from the base of his balls. That's in there. Got a bit longer. Yeah.
I've never
it's pretty
seen
impressive, who... though. It was like...
And then did you ask him any questions about it, like if he was training for something?
No, I was just like, I think this guy just timed our set. And then, yeah, I don't know. I'd got really self-conscious afterwards.
And did it last long?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever seen any other man who owns an Apple Watch take it off, though?
You've never seen it. No, to charge it, though. It's like, because it always runs out of charge.
Okay, beg your pardon.
Oh, but imagine if he, like, shagged you with an Apple Watch on.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that would be good because it would be extra steps.
Right.
You'd be like, or like, what? Don't have sex with me. I'm really bad.
It's either the sheets or the stopwatch, and I was leaning towards stopwatch at the start, and I'm leaning more in. But
yeah, the audience in stopwatch, I think.
Yeah. I think I also am intrigued by sheets because I think like it's a very plausible.
Did you shit
thing.
The bed?
Not to my knowledge, but maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Do people know what they're going to lock in?
Yeah, I'm locking in the sheets.
Okay, Heggy goes for A with sheets. Yeah. Okay, Chloe.
Sheets.
A sheets.
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch. The correct answer was C, a sketch from Ronnie Johns. Oh. 3 points there for Nina.
You're good at this.
Yeah, I'm a professional liar, bitch.
Well done.
So what was the sketch?
The sketch was Chopper's weather report where he was like, yeah, so this is fucking Australia and this is fucking Brisbane, it's fucking shit. And then and it went for 2 minutes, but it felt like 2 hours. And the reason he did it was because I was like, have you wanted to do stand-up before? And he's like, yes, but when I was 12, I was a really depressed kid and I watched heaps of Ronnie Johns half hour. And he couldn't figure out, his family didn't know why I was depressed, so he had to, I don't know if I should tell this story. No, I don't care. Anyway, he had to see a child psychiatrist because he was so sad, and every day he would go into the child psychiatrist and do a new sketch from the Ronnie Johns half hour, and she would never laugh. And I was like, do you remember any of the sketches? And he was like, yeah. And then I coerced him into doing it for me, and then I had to laugh the whole time because I didn't want him to get traumatized.
Damn, dude, there was a real messed up way to like enter the situation, but you actually did the right thing ultimately.
Yeah.
You're a good person.
I think I healed him.
Yeah, well done.
And I think he's not sad anymore.
Did you tell him that your now manager created that show?
Yeah.
Oh, you did tell him that?
Yeah, and then
oh,
I told
Heath.
Oh,
is that why he did it?
And Heath was like, that's fucked up, man.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Heggy and Chloe still on 2 points. Tim on 4 points, but now on 5 points in the latest, Nina Oyama.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I read out a fact by someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. So, to Nina, Chloe...
Yeah,
Chloe was so invested in the characters of Doctor Who, after the final episode of where Billy Piper and David Tennant's characters say goodbye to each other, Chloe took the day off school because they were too sad to go. Yeah or nah? Ask some questions.
So are you into Doctor... Do you come here often? are you a fan of Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite Doctor?
David Tennant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Wait, was it you too?
This
sad?
Is real because there's a real vacuum of comedy, and I can tell you've struck on something that you really care about.
Start fucking sobbing.
Is he the one who swears? Is that what's his name? Is he the actor that swears?
No, Pete Crowder, you're thinking of the sweary guy from The Thick of It.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
That's all right, mate.
I only remember Tom Baker.
He was from a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
I don't watch Doctor Who because I'm cool. Just kidding, just
That's
kidding.
That's very brave to say that in this audience.
Sorry. I love Doctor Who. Their time travel's so crazy, hey? And those little robots, pee pee poop poop.
I'm dealing with a super fan over here, okay.
Yeah, Rube over Rove McManus. What does he have that show? Anyway, sorry, back to the...
How big is Doctor Who in Australia?
Pretty big, I think.
5'8"?
Yeah.
That's pissed me off, that has.
How old were you at the time of taking day of school?
Well, I'm probably a little too old. I would probably say maybe around 14.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt things very strongly when I was a child.
And did you memorise Doctor Who? Any of that? No, just kidding. I'm trying to like mathematically.
Yeah.
Guess.
Do you know Billy Piper's career very well?
Do I know Billy? Yeah, I love. I hate Susie. No, sorry. That's just. Are we just catching up now?
Yeah, we're just having a. Oh, sorry. Hey guys, how are we doing?
You're 14. You had to take the day of school because you were too sad.
Yeah, I think it was a real sort of early sign that I was gay because I was just so obsessed with Billy Piper to sort of like a pathological level.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's true. Is it cool if I just lock that in? Yeah, okay. True.
You are correct. That is a true story, yes.
Sweet. No, it's not sweet. I'm not a fucking pussy anymore. I just want that out there.
How many days did you take off?
I only took the one off, but what you have to remember is that in England, Doctor Who is aired on the Saturday, so I had the full Sunday to recover. But I couldn't get over it, so Mum was like, you're off today.
It was like a depression long weekend.
Yeah. Or it could have been 7 pints. You never know in England.
Billy Piper died for your sins. That's just like, geez, it's the Easter weekend. No, okay.
All right, to Chloe now. At a corporate gig, Luke had to follow a speaker who had just come back from service in Afghanistan, who talked about how he lost both his legs in combat. Everyone in the room was crying, and Luke had to do comedy straight after. Luke opened his set by saying, "What an inspiration. But as a support act, though, he wasn't very fucking funny." Yeah or nah?
From the limited amount of time we've spent together, I do believe that is the sort of unfortunate thing that would happen to you as a man. And then I do also believe that you would go on and say the worst thing that you could possibly could after after that poor man with no legs has tried to do some stand-up.
Yeah. All right.
So who was the corporate for? Was it for, like, military people?
No, it was some sort of sportsman's lunch thing with fucking meatheads eating lasagna and shit. And just like round. It was in Queensland. I don't remember what it was for, but it was shit.
And how did they make the decision that that would be the running order?
Well, they've
amount
usually
of legs, I think. Yeah. Least to most.
He had fake ones. He's pretty good. He'd managed to. They often have a motivational speaker and then a comedian to bring it back.
Right.
Doesn't work, but that's how they do it.
Yeah.
And he had slides and shit and like pictures of him getting carried onto a chopper with stumps and then. Yeah, inspirational. He became a kayaker and won a gold medal at the Paralympics.
Right.
Which, I mean, if anything, having no legs would be an advantage to be a kayaker. So it should have been the real stuff.
You've got some oars now.
Yeah.
that was a good joke, sorry. Okay, and did you manage to get it back? Did it end up going well?
Absolutely not. I had I'm not a corporate comedian.
Right.
Anyway. So it goes badly. And I get a few now, but they're bad. They're always bad. The cash is fucking sick.
Yeah. So
you've got to do it.
You can't turn it down. Well, I sort of believe it to be true because it's incredibly plausible, but I'm wondering whether you've, like, messed around with some of the details or something. Like, it isn't completely true. But
I wouldn't do that.
But would I?
This is the thing. This is the thing with you.
Yeah, it reeks of punch-up. Someone's punched this bit up.
I'm going to go... Is it... What was I saying? Yeah.
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 You going to say yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go yeah.
You are correct. It is a true story. Yeah. Point there for Chloe. You said that, did they laugh then?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like fucking 400 blokes. And I had to do another 29 and a half minutes.
Really, Jesus Christ, you really went
and then
through it.
Fucking one of them drove me to the airport and stuff. It was excruciating.
Did the guy come up to you afterwards and go, "I've never seen devastation like it"? Like, is that
the Stumpy?
Yeah.
He'd gone. He'd gotten in his fucking limo and gone or something. I don't know.
Did they invite you back the next year to be the motivational speaker?
Absolutely not.
Using the trauma from the last gig.
Has anyone here done any corporate gigs that didn't go well?
No, I did someone's bachelor party once where I thought I was going to get killed. It was some blokes from like this real industrial bit of town, and they saw me at the Classic, which is like the one comedy club in New Zealand. They were like, this guy's fucking sick. And so they booked me, and I went out there, and I like, you know, you keep driving, and there's less houses, and then I'm in a factory, and I'm like, oh, this isn't going to end well for me. I get in there, and they're like, do the comedy. There's no mic, there's no stage, there's no spotlight. There's just like 20 drunk tradies and factory workers. And I did about 6 minutes. I was like, this isn't going to work at all. And so I just sort of wrapped it up and I said, look, just pay me half of what you said and I'll get out of here.
Did you say that into the mic? Oh, no, on stage. So you'd never mind, but like on stage you said that.
No, I wrapped it up and I went to the guy who booked me. I was like, mate, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And then they brought a stripper in while I was still there and someone produced a taser, like when the stripper came out. And that's when I was like, I checked that she was all good. And then I was like, all right, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Because this is getting a bit Deliverance on me.
And then she did 20 minutes and crushed. Oh, my God.
She fucking destroyed. She was my version of a legless veteran. Like, they were there for her, not for me.
All right, to Tim now. Now, Nina was at a house party and went to the toilet. In the bathroom.
True. No, sorry. No.
We got her. She did a spit take. It's great.
Do you know before this... Oh, yeah. I needed to go to the toilet and
we were going back and forth and then he was like, you reckon I got time to go for a slash? I was like, oh, I reckon, yeah, probably, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and then I made a break for it and then they brought Chloe on stage and then I had to come back through. So I've been holding in some serious stuff.
We had a bit, there was a lot of math going down about whether or not Nina could fit in a piss before her onstage performance.
Yeah,
appearance.
But there are, to be fair, there's like four doors you have to go through to the toilet. Like, have you been to that toilet? There's four, and on the fourth door, I was like, there's too many, like I've taken all my time going through the doors. So then I had to turn around and go back through all the doors.
if you need to like go, I smart. Think I could do the accent for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take this one off you, Pop.
All right, okay. See that? No. It's going back in.
All right. Okay, so to Tim. Nina was at a house party and went to the toilet. In the bathroom was also the kitty litter. As Nina looked at it, she wondered how absorbent it actually was. So to test this theory, she decided to piss in the litter tray. Turns out, not that absorbent. But instead of tidying up, Nina went out to the party and told the host, I think the cat's litter tray needs changing. Yeah or nah?
Have you ever had it? Did you grow up with a cat?
No.
If you had to ballpark it, how many kind of weird places have you pissed in?
Probably like 100.
Legend.
Yeah, sick. Yeah, where have I pissed? Playgrounds, toilets. That's not piss. That's not piss. Spilled drink with
bone
spit
broth.
In it. Bone broth.
Do you remember this happening? Do you remember the party?
Vaguely. I remember getting in a lot of trouble afterwards.
So dots were connected. You were apprehended for this crime.
Oh, yeah.
How mad were they?
I had to leave and then I thought that I could buy myself back into their good graces by getting some cocaine for them for free.
Yeah, and?
It worked temporarily for one of the housemates, but then the other housemate was like, no, you have to leave and you're not allowed to have any of the cocaine. We're taking that.
That's so fucking unfair. If this is true, that's cooked. Because, like, I reckon, well, it sort of depends how much coke you got for them, but that definitely overshoots pissing in a kid. A toilet. It's sure it's designed for another animal, but it's a toilet. You used it as a toilet and then you got them coke to smooth it over?
Yeah, but...
You're a good guy, Nina.
Thanks, man.
Real hero.
Besties forever.
Real hero.
Yeah, I don't know. It was messy. It was just... sometimes you go goblin mode, you know?
Yeah.
And you just don't know what you do and why you do it, but your brain's like... Blah, blah, blah.
You're the kind of person who curiosity, you know, killed the cat or pissed in a litter box, whatever the saying is. I'm going to say that's a fucking lie because I don't trust this woman at all. She's so good at acting.
You are correct. It is a false story, yes.
But very convincing.
Fuck. None of that is true. I'm very polite and I only pee in the appropriate places unless I'm drunk and then I do it in the street.
All right,
but the cops have never caught me. So fuck shit.
Just
Luke
for
Eddie.
Crying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they're on your scent. Okay. Now, to Luke. Now, in New Zealand, a church called Destiny tried to start a political party, but before they did, though, Tim went and bought up all the domain names they would have used. So when anyone went to search them up, they were redirected to a web series that he directed. Yeah or nah?
Was the web series called Destiny?
No.
Oh. Is this one of those cute, subversive things that New Zealand comedians do from time to time?
An act of civil protest to a twee little activity of a humble comedian. But yeah, I guess you could class it as that if you wished.
So how many Destiny domains? It was like destiny.co.nz.
Yeah, I think I bought about four. I wanted to cover the bases. I got them redirected to different things. I got .co.nz, .org.nz, .net. I might have got .com in the mix too. And I sent
straight
them to
destiny.com.
So they were going to name the party something else, something different.
Right. Oh, they're going to change the party to something else once you did that. What?
So the church is called Destiny, but they tried to start a political party and that had a different name. That wasn't
so
Destiny.
At what stage did you, was it still a church when you did this?
Yeah.
Or was it becoming a political party?
It's always been a church and they were trying to launch a political party.
Okay.
That's the opposite of separation of church and state.
Yeah.
What about their politics did you disagree with?
Oh, they hate gay people. They've been my enemies my whole life.
Yeah, how do we join them? But did they have cool songs?
No, they claim that the Christchurch earthquakes were caused by gay people. Like they're
all that sucking and all that fucking.
Right.
Sorry, I don't know.
They're off the nut. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. And they take poor people.
Have they got
money.
A big following? Is it a big church?
I don't think it's very big anymore, right? Like it was, but they get a lot of press attention because the guy who runs it's real fuckhead and the newspapers love it.
Okay.
They're like, what's his name? Goes again. Brian?
So New Zealand.
If this is true, I'm going to fucking punch him. It's the Brian and the dot. As if destiny.com hasn't been taken. The minute the internet got invented.
You're going to say nah?
I'm going to say nah.
You are incorrect. It is true.
His name's Brian. Everything I just told you is true. His name's Brian Tamaki, the guy who runs it.
Fuck off.
And so the party they tried to launch was called the Coalition Party, which is illegal to call yourself in New Zealand, but they didn't know that. And they also hadn't bought the domains. So I did. And I sent half of the website redirects to this web series called The Male Gaze that I co-created with Chris Parker and Eli Mathewson. And I sent the other ones to a petition to get abortions legalised in New Zealand. It was sick. And right now, they have no political party and abortions have been legalised in New Zealand. So, one for all involved.
And that's all thanks to Tim Batt.
Yes, me, ladies, the straight white cis
man. Everybody thank our hero, Tim Batt.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Luke Heggie on 2 points. Go for Luke. Woo-hoo. Chloe Petz on 3 points. Woo-hoo. Nina Oyama on 6 points. And also on 6 points, Tim Batt. Hey. All right, this is our final round. It's called Hoo Hoo, Hoo Hoo. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about the four of you. If you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. Point off if you get it wrong. Only round you lose points. Can't buzz in for your own ones. Question one. Who here lost a chess competition on a technicality?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Chloe.
No, it was Luke Heggie.
Oh, really?
Sucked in.
Well, I have no one.
Revenge. Yes.
Did you know this, Nina?
No, I like how no one thought it was me.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't.
What was?
No one thought it was me either.
What was the technicality?
I was only like 12. I was fucking pantsing this prick, and it was like it was the grand final of the school chess. And I reached over and accidentally hit my king, and he and his fuckhead mates all went, "Oh, you just resigned." I said, "No, I didn't. Clearly, I didn't mean to." And then they, got around. He got a trophy and shit.
And you fucking
got him back.
Man. Yeah. Fuck him, not him, like.
Well, I went through his bag and took out a stormtrooper and ripped her head off.
Good for you, mate. He earned that.
And I had to sort of chew it a bit to get it started and then rip the head off.
Yeah, those kids who play chess at school have had it too good for too long. Like, they needed some bullying.
There's not enough thuggery in chess, is there?
All right.
Hey, before we go on, do you know what that guy's doing today? Because that sounds like the origin story of the worst person with the most money in Australia.
I don't know today, but in his 20s, he was real estate.
So,
oh. Yeah, tracks.
I dare say
fucking,
real estate. Yeah, yeah. Grub.
Question two. Who here had a job on TV where they would review public toilets?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
This is Chloe.
No, this is Tim.
Fuck.
Why
New Zealand?
Think I'm
I should have known
fucking
that.
Fucking chess playing toilet obsessive.
I don't know. Oh, I should have
known that. Might be one of the worst first impressions I think I've ever made.
Go easy, because you're getting offended by the thing that's true of me. Okay.
So was this like at the end of the news in New Zealand? They do toilets.
No, no. This
we
is,
do weather. You do toilets.
This is how I met Guy Montgomery. So there used to be
a toilet.
This.
Okay.
So I'm in a toilet,
sorry,
right?
No.
And then you caused the earthquakes.
I would pay to watch that show.
There was this very underfunded youth TV channel that only existed for a couple of years in New Zealand called TVNZU. And Guy and his mate Tim Lamborn had like 4 hours of television to fill Monday to Friday and no budget to do anything. So they were just like, if anyone's got any ideas about anything to do in front of a camera, we're all ears. So I came in every Monday and did the loo review. And it people fucking loved it. It took off. Got a little fan club going. It was great.
All right, next question. Whose stomach grumbled in a cab so loudly that this person started humming in a grumble-like tone so the driver didn't think they needed to fart?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
I'm going Chloe this time.
You are correct. This one is Chloe, yes.
Got her. Finally.
Good. I had to go back for that. 6 years on Twitter to find that one.
Yeah, I can't fucking remember that. But it feels like quite like a usual occurrence, right? Like, you know.
For you or for everyone? Like, do you think?
I don't know. Let's do a poll.
I have the same thing. Grumbly tummy.
And then, but do you get worried that people think you're just really gassy?
No. someone downstairs does.
Yeah.
But doesn't it mean you're hungry?
I don't know what it means, but
it means you're hungry.
It means you're hungry.
But what if it does like a really big one?
Do you chew?
You're really hungry. Really hungry.
Do you chew chewing gum?
No.
Ah, because I got told not to chew chewing gum because it tricks your brain into thinking that food's coming down, so all your stomach acid starts to work, and that's why you have a grumbly tummy.
Right. Okay.
So don't chew chewing gum. Or if you do, swallow it. So you got something.
Hold up. Who told you that? Because dentists have told me that chewing gum is good.
The person who gave me my colonic.
We're going to get this guy and a dentist together and make them fight it out. See which medical knowledge is best.
Just both ends. Question four. Whose fart was so rank it cleared a dance floor in Ireland?
Nina.
Tim, yes, Tim.
well, yeah, look.
What the fuck is that? Lovely,
I was going to say Chloe because of all the previous fart worries.
Well, no, because it's Ireland. Like, just by proximity. But now,
Chloe lives in the UK. You think she farted so badly, it went all the way.
It cleared the whole of Ireland.
That's actually why the UK and the Irish hate each other. Because the UK keeps blowing their farts up there.
That was what we called the troubles.
Yeah. What do you think, Tim?
Shit, well now I'm... see, it's high stakes because I'm going Chloe.
It was Luke.
Oh, fuck!
Yes.
Should have gone with the audience, maybe.
Yeah.
You cleared an island.
The country of Ireland.
You farted in Ireland.
Yeah.
I went on the dance floor.
Oh, you cleared a dance floor?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I just started dancing by myself. Like, it was, like, no one was watching. But like, it was...
Now that
lots
I find it
watching.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't enjoy it. Oh, I enjoyed that. I don't like dancing, but I enjoyed that little...
So you farted, everyone left, and you're just still there standing dancing, a victory dance.
Yeah.
Do you call that a crop duster here?
Yeah. What's that?
Crop duster is what we call that in New Zealand.
Yeah. But I wasn't moving. I just...
Far out.
Crop dusting in a stationary helicopter or something. So, but just, I'd had like 10 pints of Guinness per day for fucking months. It wasn't great.
It makes me feel sick thinking about it.
See, what I'm thinking about is, you know the song Robin's Dancing on My Own? That's what I imagine. This is the origin story of that. Like, yeah, Robin just farted on a dance floor.
Hey, cheers for ruining a really good song. It's Josh.
Well, I reckon the two ladies on either side are probably more annoyed. Anyway, so question five. Who believes they were haunted by a ghost in France because the ghost was mad at them for being noisy?
Chloe.
Yes, Chloe.
Nina.
Of course it was.
Yes. Is that obvious, was it?
Yes. You're the only person on this podcast that after, I think, needs medical intervention.
You didn't hear about that fart there, like, just it?
Okay, mental medical and then physical medical intervention.
All right, question six. Who went on their parents' favourite game show and absolutely smashed it?
Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Luke?
No, it was Chloe.
Oh.
Do you guys... Well, I'll tell you the story of this one. Do you guys have Pointless
here? Yeah, we even have the UK version.
Yeah, I went on Pointless and I got to the final. I got three Pointless answers in the final. That's it.
What'd you win?
Your parents'
respect.
Love,
yeah. We got this.
Sweet little trophy.
Oh, good, eh? Yeah. You leave that at their place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've given it to them, yeah.
Nice.
So, no money, no cash?
Done. For charity.
Oh, of course. Oh. Yeah. But so did they pay you for appearance fee?
They paid me an appearance fee.
So the answer to the question was yes, some money.
And then they say, do you want to donate your appearance fee to charity? I said, absolutely fucking not.
Question seven. Whose co-worker got fired because they punched an airline staff member?
Oh. Chloe
Luke.
Tim?
Yes, Luke.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, you got it first.
Did I? Okay, Tim.
Yes, you are correct. It was Tim, yes. Point there for Luke.
Some kooky New Zealand shit.
And you kept on getting paid.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Well, not for the guy who got punched, but I got hired. So I kept getting made redundant in radio a bunch. let's not
really
think of any
land
common
of second
factor.
Chances. You're
So I moved back up to Auckland because this radio station was like, this guy, Ian Stables, probably shouldn't, whatever. They were like, we're going to hire him to relaunch this rock radio station. And Stables had been working with me for years, the producer and co-host. And he was like, you got to take Tim. I was like, cheers, dude. And so we both moved back up to Auckland. And then he, like a week before we were due to get on air, got in a physical altercation with a Jetstar employee, lost his contract. But I was a permanent member of staff at that point, so they couldn't fire me. So for 3 months, I'd come in at 9 o'clock and go, g'day guys, how we doing? And then I'd just fuck off for 8 hours. And then I'd come back at 5, all right, see you bright and early tomorrow, guys. 3 months I got away with this. It was awesome.
Was it in the air when he punched the...
Nah, it was on the ground.
Yeah, bad luck, Luke. You can't use it for your podcast.
There's a video, though. I think there's like a news clip. The security cam footage came out.
Next episode of Land Larrikins. Here we go. Yeah. All right, next question. Who thinks in a game of fuck, marry, kill is actually the biggest compliment and marry is the insult?
Luke.
Yes, Tim?
Nina.
Yes, you are correct. It was Nina, yes.
Do I think that? As soon as you said that, I was like, that's so true. Because, like, who wants to be married? Like, that's so boring. That's a boring option.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Being married is cool, blah, blah, blah. No, but like if you choose fuck, marry, kill, marry's always the most boring option.
I so wish that I was back in my days when I was breaking up with people getting arrested by the cops for crying so loudly on the streets of downtown Melbourne. Pissing in kitty litters. I yearn for those single days again.
I'm living the dream.
And I'm actually doing really well.
Question nine. Who thought they were eating an icy pole fine on public transport when a stranger walked down the aisle and just gave them a tissue?
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Luke.
No, that was Chloe. Oh! Point off, Nina.
Chloe, you got me again. You always, whenever it's you pretend
because
that you're going to do it. And
I couldn't remember. What was this from?
That was from July 8, 2017.
Fucking hell, man. That's crazy.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
That's quite fucked up how far back you've gone.
I know where the bodies are held.
Chloe, this is classic projection. Let's analyse the case at hand. You were eating an ice block in such a fucked up way that a member of the public intervened.
Yeah, but like you've got to remember my sexuality. I'm not used to that shape. Like, I just... a mum was on hand to be like, hey, you do it like this. Like, it's just...
How do you think people ask a boat like that? Like, do you have, is that what you think people eat ice block? Don't you...
Oh,
wait.
What are you talking about, dick or ice pole?
Ice pole.
What's the question?
Wait, what?
Oh, man.
Next fact. Question 10. Here we go. Who here recently cut their toe at the beach, didn't have a bandage, so just stuck their toe in the hole of a rock and the entire hole filled up with blood?
Chloe.
Yes, Chloe.
Luke.
No, it was Nina.
Oh, yeah. We should have
guessed. I have a picture. It's so fucked up.
What?
I have a picture of the pool. It's like a pool that's filled with blood. And because I was drinking the night before, my blood was like really thin, so it just didn't stop bleeding for like ages. And I didn't want to go into the sea because I didn't want to get bitten by a shark. Because it was so much blood. I was like, there's a shark.
The first four things you did was stupid, but the last thing you did was kind of smart. How much were you drinking that your blood couldn't coagulate?
It was World Pride Month, so it was a lot. Anyway.
Why is being gay an excuse for everything?
Yeah. Your Honour, in my defence, I'm gay. No, it was just so fucked because, like, the pool filled with water, but then we were kind of in this, like, secluded rock area, but then people would go, like, rock climbing around us, and they would see me and my friend, and then they would just see this huge pool of blood, and they would just like they just made these faces I've never seen people make before, which is like, ugh. But then also like, what? Like, it's like,
was there no sand? There's no sand anywhere.
No, it was the rocks that, you know, Gordon's Bay. It's like, yeah, where you live. It's like around the corner from your house. You probably go
don't
and like
dock,
look at my
yeah, I saw it. I was disgusted.
Yeah, but I was really I'm like worried someone's going to put a spell on me because you can't just like leave your blood lying around. It's like bad vibes.
No, fuck. I genuinely think this is the longest hour of my fucking life.
Do you want to put a timer on that? Yeah, and...
Well, yeah. Measure it from the balls. And anyway, all right. At the end of the game, the scores are Luke Heggie on 3 points. Go for Luke, everyone. Yeah. Chloe Pets also on 3 points. Tim Batt on 4 points, but our winner on 5 points is Nina Oyama.
Congratulations.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.